Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and this is not a sales call. We are just conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. By any chance, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I beg your pardon?
By any chance, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Got it. And first, how would you rate the overall job GEA does providing in its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or a negative?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or very positive?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat. Got it. And does your home get, does your household drinking water from a well on your property?
No.
Got it. And next, please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it, either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, on each of the following. The first one is quality of the water for drinking.
Neutral.
Neutral. And what about providing reliable service?
Positive.
Very positive or just somewhat positive, ma'am?
Somewhat positive.
Got it. And what about operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way?
Very positive.
And what about can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water?
Neutral.
The next one says being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water to it is recycled safely.
Okay. Does that mean me? Do I use it to recycle water, or do they recycle water?
Pretty much the way that they are innovating and using the best high technology, let's say, to handle used water, so it is recycled safely. On that one, do you consider that it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, the way that they are doing at the moment?
Negative.
Got it. What about can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment?
Neutral.
Neutral. Got it. Now, being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage?
Very positive.
Very positive. Got it. And what about the costs you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water?
Negative.
Negative. All right. Understood. Now, how will you rate GEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Got it. And how will you rate GES Electric Service on each of the following? Generating their electricity power in an environmentally responsible way. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Got it. And the cost you pay for electricity given all it provides to your household?
What is the question?
Pretty much, how will you rate the cost you pay for the electricity given at all it provides to your household?
Negative.
Negative. Got it. And providing reliable service?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Got it. Now, I have a few words and short phrases, you know, associated with the process of bringing water up homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. So first answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each of the following. The first one is underground water shortage.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Got it. And what about the federal government safety standards?
Not familiar.
National drinking water standards?
Familiar.
Very familiar or just somewhat familiar, ma'am?
Somewhat familiar.
Got it. And what about recycled water?
Somewhat familiar.
What about the fluoride and aquifer?
Not familiar.
Got it. And clean water?
Not familiar.
Purified water?
Not familiar.
Used water?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Got it. Understood. Now, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is underground water shortage.
Neutral.
Got it. And federal government's safety standards?
Neutral.
What about national drinking water standards?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, and what about recycled water?
Neutral.
Neutral, got it. And the fluoride and aquifer?
Neutral.
Neutral, got it. And clean water?
Neutral.
And purified water?
Neutral.
Understood. Ma'am, I just have a few questions, so we're going to be ended up this. I just want to say thank you very much for your patience and all your help with that. I really appreciate that. So let me continue. And the next question says, have you heard or read anything about GES program to reclaim and purify the used water? The project that is called H2.0, pronounced H2.0.
No.
No? Okay, understood. Here I have some further information about the new GEA water purification processes. Why H2.0 GEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. The first one is because the state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. The second one says because this is purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels is the underground aquifer. And the last one says the purified water return to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring DEA can meet customers' needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. So learning this information, do you support or oppose DES used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
I support it. They just need to bring their water prices down.
I got it. That's a good comment. I'm just taking notes in here, okay? Just allow me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Now, the H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originated from the area's best underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by GEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. I'm sorry. Once the water leaves a home, as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner that even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. And this purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for the treatment and household. So learning this information, ma'am, do you support or oppose GES used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
I support it.
Got it. Any additional comments, like what do you like most or sounds best about GES H2.0 program?
Nope.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Got it. Okay. And what do you dislike most or sound bad about GES H2O program based on what you just heard?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Now, the following up, opponents of this H2 program proposed by GEA may say the following. This is so-called toilet-to-tap program. It is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river are used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed, and that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky and only being done to support developers fueling populating growth. So learning this information, do you support or oppose DEA's use water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Oppose,
got it. And now in response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as a toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of home and puts it through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as a tap water to household. So hearing this, which side do you agree with? Supporter, who says this label is misleading, or the opponents, who says this is toilet tap program should be stopped?
It's misleading.
It's misleading? Got it. All right, ma'am, I just have a couple of statements here, and we are 90% of the completion of the survey, so I'm about to end it up this, okay? Here is just a short list of statements about GES H2.0 project, and answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? So since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs from the future. What do you think? Are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Neutral.
Neutral, got it. And as a part of the H2.0 plan, DEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. On this one, are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, ma'am?
Neutral.
Neutral, got it. The next one says, throughout the H2.0 process, there is a continual testing of the water to make sure water return to the aquifer meets purified water standards. On this one, what do you think? Are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral?
Neutral.
The next one, using the same scale, while they are using a proven method to purify and use water, DEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leaders as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. What do you think about this one?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay. And on the DH2.0, purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out to the aquifer.
Neutral.
Now, this H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art high-tech scientific process for purifying water to make it safe and clean. On this one, are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Negative, got it. And while GA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available. From the underground aquifer, H2 purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy.
Positive.
Very positive or just somewhat positive, ma'am?
Somewhat positive.
Got it. And given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs from more clean, safe drinking water, DEA customers will end up paying more in the future if GEA did not implement H2.0 program because they would have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges. How do you feel about it? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral. And now putting the DEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Very positive,
neutral.
Somewhat positive. Neutral.
Neutral.
Got it. And on those statements, the last one is new state and government regulations require that any used water put into St. John's River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today. Through H2.0, GEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health.
I don't believe it. So negative.
Negative. Understood. All right. And lastly, just for statistical purposes, ma'am, given everything that you have learned about GEA's H2 program today, do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I don't know enough about it, so I can't oppose or comply. I'm neutral. I can't oppose or comply. I don't know enough about it.
Got it. Understood. And now, just let me ask you, what is your age? You can just give me an approximate age, you know?
66.
66. I got it. And do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
No.
No? Got it. And do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, got it. And how long have you lived in your current home?
23 years.
23 years, got it. And do you own your or rent your current place of residence? Okay, and what is the last grade you completed in school, ma'am?
College.
College, got it. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. I really appreciate that, and I hope you have a wonderful day, okay? Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.